Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Dennis coming on with Daily Inspiration. And this morning I would like to talk a little bit out of Romans 13 at the tail end there. I wouldn't mind going through the whole thing, but I don't think we have time to do that. And this is a good encouragement for this morning, I believe. So let's read that verse 12. Romans 13, verse 12, 13 and 14. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast out the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I think we could all take that and just meditate on it and respond to it. If we are spending the day rioting and drunkenness, chambering and wantonness, we're spending our day, maybe we're all Christians and we're not rioting, but as far as drinking goes on and things like that, but maybe we're overeating. Maybe we're just driven to food and we love to eat and eat and eat and eat, and we need to eat. Food is good. The Bible also talks about fasting and praying and just different stuff like that that I would remind us morning that the day is far spent, the night is far spent, and the day is at hand. The day of salvation is at hand. I believe we are in last times and are leading up to the very last times, the very last days here on earth. And may we be sober and watch unto prayer. That we are drawn closer and closer to the Lord, and that we are a shining light for those around us. Let us walk honestly. Are we being slightly dishonest in business and work with our work co-workers, with our boss? Wherever we find us today, are we being honest? Are we being honest? If we are Christians, that should be one of our first names. That should be just natural, just to be honest. But sometimes that's not the case. Be honest, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Strive. There's the word strive and envy. Are we striving? Are we striving with our brothers and sisters? Are we fighting with our brothers and sisters? Maybe we just need to lay down. Even if we're right and they're wrong, maybe we just need to lay down for once and let them run over us. I'm not talking about giving up and just being okay with sin or things like that. But maybe it's just the simple difference. Maybe it's a difference of almost right and wrong, but it's just kind of a borderline. Maybe we just need to lay ourselves down and let them run us over and just show forth the love of God. And then the last verse says, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Sometimes it's pretty easy to make provision for the flesh and then act as if nothing, that's not the deal. But make no provision for the flesh. If we are weak in an area, this is an illustration. I know of a guy, his weakness is alcohol. And he said he would love to sit sit down and just have a little bit of wine every once in a while with his wife. Just sit down and have a little wine, relaxing evening. But he says he can't do that. He tried that. As soon as he does that, he gets a desire for more alcohol, whiskey, wine. It just draws him right back into drinking. So he said he just simply cannot go there. He cannot even have the slightest bit of wine. And he won't make permission for the flesh. That's his weakness. Wherever your weakness is, I believe we all might have a weak spot in our life that we are cautious of. And I pray that you do not make permission, whatever that is. I know of another man. He will not go to Walmart because that's his weak spot. There's too much nakedness there. It's just something about Walmart. He just won't go to Walmart. Hasn't been there in like 8 or 9 years. Make no provision for the flesh. And God bless you. May the Lord strengthen you and keep you and bless you and cause you to prosper in His kingdom wherever you find yourself today. God bless you.